Chapter 73. Anxious for our dears. Then will you step indoors, where your dear will soon join me. We've to muster by 3:30 tomorrow, and if we don't get to bed by 8 at latest, our faces will be as long as clock cases all day. She hesitated for a minute, but ultimately obeyed, going slowly down the garden to the house, where he heard the door latch click behind her. Tim was incensed beyond measure. His marriage had so far been a total failure, a source of bitter regret, and the only course for improving his case, that of leaving the country, was a sorry, and possibly might not be a very effectual one. Do what he would, his domestic sky was likely to be overcast to the end of the day. Thus he brooded, and his resentment gathered force. He craved a means of striking one blow back at the cause of his cheerless plight, while he was still on the scene of his discomfiture. For some minutes no method suggested itself, and then he had an idea. Coming to a sudden resolution, he hastened along the garden, and entered the one attached to the next cottage, which had formerly been the dwelling of a gamekeeper. Tim descended the path to the back of the house, where only an old woman lived at present, and reaching the wall he stopped. Owing to the slope of the ground, the roof eaves of the linhay were here within touch, and he thrust his arm up under them, feeling about in the space on the top of the wall plate. Ah, I thought my memory didn't deceive me, he lipped silently. With some exertion he drew down a cobwebbed object curiously framed in iron, which clanked as he moved it. It was about 3 feet in length and half as wide. Tim contemplated it as well as he could in the dying light of day, and raked off the cobwebs with his hand. That will spoil his pretty shin's form, I reckon, he said. It was a man-trap. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.